Karoo, the holding company for Cartrack, released its half-year numbers, reporting an 18% jump in revenue as its subscriber base continued to expand. This, however, didn't filter through to its bottom line as profit fell by 12% to 231 million rand as the company incurred higher marketing costs. Joining me now is the company CEO, Zach Callisto. Thank you so much for your time, Zach. Now, I want to start off with that revenue figure. I understand that due to the strengthening of the rand, you did have currency headwinds that did hit that revenue a little bit. Given that the rand has weakened from then, the oil price is at multi-year highs, high inflation is starting to be longer lasting than initially thought, and there are expectations for the Fed to begin gradual tapering as soon as next month, which will feed into dollar strength. Have you baked in any of those factors into your revenue outlook?
We've given the outlook for the financial year. We're retaining outlook. We're on track to deliver what we told the market we would deliver, and we've based it on exchange rates in the region of about 15 rand to the dollar.
Yeah, and I mean, looking at the current economic environment, are there any potential headwinds that could hit that outlook?
You know, it's always the potential headwinds. Clearly, they exist. You know, if COVID gets worse, there's a lot of things we can't, you know, we haven't got a crystal ball. But given the current environment, we certainly believe we'll meet what we've promised to the market.
And I mean, you spoke about also the civil unrest that we did see in July disrupting some of your sales. Of course, you understand that that did not affect your subscriber growth momentum. But can you quantify for me in terms of that disruption in sales at this point of what the impact of the unrest was, or was it not material?
Well, we would have traditionally have done about 10,000 more vehicles during July that not been for the unrest. So our growth was impacted, we estimate, by about 10,000 vehicles. All our operations in KwaZulu-Natal closed down for most of July, and about 50 to 60% of our operations in Gauteng also closed down. So we had much weaker sales than what we had budgeted for in July. That obviously had one impact. On the other side, we also saw quite a few of our customers that had been badly affected by COVID getting further affected by the looting, and a lot of these customers have actually closed shop.
And Zach, do you foresee maybe any more challenges when it comes to the pandemic? Because we do know that, of course, that has had some disruption in terms of, giving out your services. I mean, looking at the fact that, of course, we are vaccinating as a country, but at the same time, we're not vaccinating fast enough. There is still some vaccine hesitancy, and there are some analysts that are predicting that there could be a fourth wave coming in December. Do you foresee any of those disruptions affecting your business going forward?
But I think in most of these disruptions that come our way, it's things that we can't see or things that we don't understand. I do believe we've come a long way in understanding the pandemic, but I don't believe there's anyone that really understands and can predict the pandemic and the different variants. So we could still see some headwinds coming from the pandemic, but I am hopeful that 6 to 12 months most economies in the world would have known how to live with the virus. I don't think the virus will go away for the next 5 years, but I think the economies will have to get back to normal. And I think most economies in the world within 6 to 12 months will be operating and learn to operate with the virus around us.
Just in your strategy of thinking beyond connected vehicles, I mean, I do know that you did make an acquisition for 70.1% stake in Pickup Technologies for over $4.8 million. I mean, you do have an option, of course, of increasing that stake to 83.5% in time. Will you be looking at beefing up your muscle in that company?
I think we're not focused on increasing our shareholding at this point in time in the company. We do have the option. I think we now will be focusing on scaling that business.
Yeah. And how much more do you have in the kitty for those kinds of acquisitions at the moment?
At this point in time, we've got over 600 million rand in our bank account. And we've also got a facility of close to R1 billion, so we've got about 1.6 billion that we've got access immediately. But I mean, we're not actively looking to do acquisitions at this point in time unless the acquisition is a perfect fit for our business. And we're more focused on how to grow our business organically.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and for walking us through those results and also the outlook for the company. That was CEO of Karooooo, Zach Callisto.